Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, baby, it's cold out there, and the Wolves are playing late at night against the L.A. Lakers. And that's one topic of conversation, but the other is what happened today over at Target Center. There was a small gathering for people that had been a part of Tom Hanneman's life, and of course we lost him last year. Broadcaster in this market for 46 years. I got to know him when he was at WCCO TV, moved on, joined the Timberwolves when they started, and today they unveiled the Tom Hanneman Media Room, and it's really a fitting tribute. Jeff Munich, he has been with the Timberwolves as well since their start and knows Tom very, very well, and he joins us now. He's out at the arena getting ready for the Timberwolves game against the L.A. Lakers. Jeff Munes, thank you for joining us.
Hey, Maxie, how you doing? Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine. You sound great. You know, I got to tell you, I went over there thinking that it would be a kind of a simple unveiling, and I was moved to tears more than once today. We never had a funeral for Tom. We never had a memorial service because, you know, he's lost during COVID like so many people. And today, I think at least some of us got a little bit of that. But it sure tugged at the heartstrings, didn't it?
Oh, boy, did it ever. You know, and we've had a number of former staff members and friends of the Hanneman family come into town last night. So there's a get-together last night. There's a get-together for breakfast this morning. There's obviously the dedication this afternoon, which was really special. You know, I felt so good for the family. I mean, it was just going to be such a great memory and a dedication to the Hanneman family. And, you know, over the course of last night and today and tomorrow, we're going to get together again tomorrow. The stories are flying of the legend of Tom Hanneman, You know, who's one of the most kind and humble and generous people you could come across, but also the funny, driest humor of all time, and we have so enjoyed, you know, reminiscing about some of the Hanny stories.
Yeah, well, you know, you guys were there from the onset. Yeah, I mean, the early years, you know, Tom always used to tell me there was nothing like the early years with the Timberwolves. I mean, it was Bill Musselman, it was the NBA comes back to Minneapolis, it was the Metrodome, it was a new voice called Kevin Harlan. It was everything at once, and it was cool, but it was learning on the fly. What do you remember about that time and getting to know him?
Well, you know, so I started when I was a young buck. I was 22, 23 years old, and here I was, a kid from Lake City, Minnesota, growing up. And obviously, you didn't have the sports properties and all the social media aspects that you have today. So you read the newspaper and you watched WCCO Sports, right?
There you
and
go.
So it is one of those things where, as a young kid, I couldn't believe I was working with Tom Hanneman. I remember the first time I met him, I'm just like, oh, my goodness, that's Tom Hanneman from WCCO. He's a legend. And now I'm working alongside of him. But from the get-go, he just took all of his young pups under his wing and kind of taught us a lot about the industry. And here's how you talk to people. And he's just, again, so kind and so generous with his time. And he wanted success for us because that was going to make the organization successful. But at the same point, we became friends instantly just because of that dry humor and just this kindness that he showed toward us, And so all the different stories that we had, again, that we've shared the last couple of days, it's just been such a great trip down memory lane with Hanny.
Yeah, and you know, not very often you get to be the part of a franchise that starts. You know, that doesn't happen very often in anybody's career to get to be, you know, on the ground floor. Generally speaking, if you work for a franchise, it's already in place in this day and age. But, you know, the Musselman years were something, you know, that when I say it, I know you smile. I mean, you and I used to play pickup ball with Eric at the Arena Club, you know, back in the day, and he was like his dad. Sure, yeah. And we had great battles back there at you know, trying to keep the court and all that. I mean, that was just a sidelight to it. But you know, to live those things, you need somebody, and Tom is one of those that can take his work seriously and then laugh at everything at the end of the day too. And boy, is that necessary when you're going through those things.
Oh, it certainly is. And you know, back then, you know, we had 18 months to get the franchise solidified. We had to sell 10,000 season tickets. We had to sell a certain number of sponsorships and publications. And so we're adding staff along the way, but it's kind of crazy. So we're all hired June 20 of 1988. So there's 35 total staff members back then. Today, we have almost 200 on staff.
Wow.
So it shows the evolution of the sports industry. Well, back then, we did everything. You know, we were selling publications, we were selling sponsorships, we were pulling tickets, we were, you know, taking tickets out. And back then, you got to remember, we didn't have cell phones or we didn't have computers. So it was all manual. And so...
Get on the phone every day, huh? Or try to meet them for lunch.
Yeah, you know, it's just crazy thinking about it, because we're just, our hair's on fire and we're running by the seat of our pants and you just did everything. But yet, the camaraderie that we had between the 35 or 40 of us, and then all of our spouses or girlfriends and boyfriends that we'd bring along to all these events to help us, I mean, those friendships are lifelong. And, you know, I just look back at those times as my most fond memories, because I always love all the firsts of the Timberwolves, you know, the first day, the first win, the first playoff time, you know, and all those things are really special. And we had a lot of those with Tom.
Yeah, and you can only do that, yeah, like I said, once from the ground floor. But Tom Hanneman was, and people maybe don't know this, but I worked side by side with him, so I knew it very well. He was a hockey guy, not a basketball guy. He was you know, grew up in Southwest Minneapolis, and you know, the Olympics and the Herb Brooks and the, you know, all that went with it, the North Stars, and I mean, he loved the covering hockey more than basketball. And so this opportunity came up, and I don't think that he thought when he took it that it was going to be some long term thing. Well, you know, 30-some years later, it was.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And I just remember going down, and again, those guys were so gracious to me, and still some of my best friends to this day, Charlie Frank, Doug Westerman, Skip Kruger.
They were all there today.
Oh, it was so great to see them and spend some time with them last night and today, and we'll again tomorrow. But, you know, they used to say, come on down the studio and just hang out with us down there. So I got to see how professional they were during that process, but also how much fun that they had down there too. And we've talked about it before, I think, Maxie, where, you know, sometimes we wouldn't have too many callers calling into the show.
Yep.
Or calling in during the quarter break. So Hanny would be down the studio pretending he's some fan with a made up name and this guy's voice, and he'd be calling into Harlan talking about the game.
He'd
be riffing back and forth about a made up sponsor and who the waitress was that they ate at that sponsor location, and I'd be down there just cracking up, but just seeing how hard they worked and how great they were at that craft, but how much fun they had. It was just the best.
Yeah, Tom tells the stories, you know, he told them much better than I, but how they'd be on the West Coast, and early on, Timberwolves aren't winning a lot of games, and they're not a novelty, but certainly, you know, it's more based around home games because people want to see the NBA up close, and if they win or lose doesn't matter at this juncture because they're not going to be good for a while. So they'd be out West playing Sacramento or Golden State, and it wasn't Golden State like it is today, and he says, Kevin and I would get on a roll about something, and we'd look at each other and go, I think this time we went over the line. We're in trouble this time. And he says, I don't know how many times we thought, uh-oh, we're going to get suspended or something because the team was terrible and we got so far off the beaten path. But I think people really appreciated that.
Oh, I remember there's times when I'd be down there and just hanging out with those guys as, you know, just a young buck and just kind of soaking it all in. And all of a sudden, you know, they'd be going back and forth between each other, and Kevin Hartle would say something to Tom, just say like, Hanny, you know, when we were on the Timberwolves caravan, we ate up at that old country buffet up in Virginia.
Yep.
And you could see Hanny looking at us like, oh boy, here we go.
Here we go.
And then, And then Hanny be like, yeah, you're right, it was Virginia. And it was on Pine Street, wasn't it? And then Harlan would say, and Gertrude was our waitress.
Yep.
And we had mashed potatoes, and we had steak, and they'd just riff back and forth, and we'd just be dying laughing. And those guys would keep a straight face somehow and work through the broadcast. So, yeah, they had a lot of fun, and I think there were days where both Tom and Kevin would kind of go, oh, boy, we probably crossed the line tonight. We're done.
Last question to you. You know, in this COVID now, and here we go again, it's rearing its head. Anthony Edwards not playing tonight. I said to Russell Westbrook out, what's it like to sell tickets? Did you get a lot of questions right now in the organization about it, about protocols, about what, where are we at with that from our consumer base?
Yeah, great question, Maxie. And, you know, tonight is a great example. We are sold out, and there's not a seat to be.
Where are we at with that from our consumer base?
Yeah, great question, Maxie. And, you know, tonight is a great example. We are sold out, and there's not a seat to be had. And we've been sold out now for a couple of days. And we're super excited to welcome all those fans into Target Center again. And it's going to be electric atmosphere where, again, we're dedicating a halftime to Tom, and we're gonna recognize he and his family, and that'll be really cool. But I think right now we got this thing rolling a little bit again, and there's been so much interest coming back to the club. And one of the things I've really noticed this year is that how much Timberwolves gear is in the stands versus other teams.
Yeah, and that is something you watch closely, because the barometer, let's be honest, there have been a lot of nights there where you go, ah, you know, they're all excited because Carmelo Anthony's here or Steph Curry's here. And you, all you got to do is walk the skyway to figure out who they came to see.
No doubt. And, one of the things I've really noticed is how much gear is being into the building and then being sold at the store. And I've noticed that all throughout the season. And there definitely is a more, I wouldn't say this in a bad way, this is really a positive way, a boisterous, fun, enthusiastic energy inside the building, that the level of excitement and enthusiasm in the building has not been there, you know, before this year. And I think part of it is the way we played. Now, we had a tough road or homestand this last week, so hopefully we get this back after two really nice road victories, and we welcome the Lakers back here with a victory tonight.
Munes, appreciate it very much. You are a class act, and I just enjoy running into you anytime and having you on anytime I can find an excuse to do it. But thank you so much for reflecting on a special man and for bringing us up to date on the Wolves as well.
My pleasure, Maxie. Anytime. Good to see you today at the dedication, and we'll hopefully see you over the weekend here, too.
You will, for sure. Jeff Municki, nice stuff to join us, one of the original charter members of the Minnesota Timberwolves staff as we know it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No
50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.